What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computer's weekly tech podcast. This is episode 428, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives us a little kickback and keeps the podcast ongoing. With me is my co-host, Ryan. What's going on?
Amazon. Like every time I open the app on my phone, it's like I get this splash page telling me about Prime. And I'm like, I know, I saw it the first 10 times you showed it to me. Like, get past it. I want to get into the app. I'm good. And,
like, I feel like Black Friday.
It's not Black Friday anymore. It's Black Month.
Yeah. Right?
Like Black Friday month.
It is. So a handful of companies have sent us their deals. So like, yeah, they start literally tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like Black Friday deals from some companies start tomorrow.
That's kind of wild.
I mean, I get it too, because like, okay, you don't want to cram all the deals into literally one day, especially considering like how busy people are and everything like that. Yeah. But I thought like the weekend was fine. You know, you had the deals that started on Black Friday and then you went all the way to Cyber Monday. Sure. But now we have, like you said, like an entire half a month of deals that are going on. But I mean, you can't complain if the deals are going to be the deals. You know, longer time for the deals, but yeah, it's, you know, interesting how things have evolved, I'd say, you know, and I would say like at least probably 95% of people who are listening or watching this podcast are not going to the store at all. Right. You're ordering online. I mean,
I didn't take off this Friday.
No, but like in general, are you going to do any of your Christmas holiday shopping at the store?
Oh, I'm sure we will. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like, well, think about it, like kids' clothes and stuff like that, we just do that kind of stuff. But I think it's a good time to like do the shopping at like the local spots that either don't have things you can't find it online, right? Because it's unique to the store, or it's just I don't know. I think
it is definitely Friday's like a good time
to do those spots.
It's for sure a good time to support local business, for sure. Whether that's shopping at a local store, but also like local restaurants and stuff like that. You know, you're out all day shopping instead of going to like the food court in the mall. You know, go to that local restaurant or whatever it may be.
Is that when Small Business Saturday is? Is that when Small Business Friday?
Probably, like more than likely, yeah. And we definitely support that. So if you have a local PC shop or something like that, definitely go there. There's actually a couple local PC shops around here in San Diego. There were definitely like not hardly any in Pittsburgh, so when I lived there, so. But we have old man in the chat. Good to see him here. He's glad that he didn't miss this week yet, because we will not have a podcast next week. So
that's true.
So this week we have no reviews because each product that I was going to review, I had issues with and working on those. But we will be talking about AMD completely taking over the top sellers list when it comes to CPUs on Amazon. Half-Life RTX. Was released, and the 20th anniversary of Half-Life 2. So we're old, right?
That's wild. I know.
We have some new remasters of Blizzard games. Officially, it's now official. It's been confirmed that there will be an Xbox handheld gaming handheld. Amazon new mini LED TVs, which seem pretty interesting. I kept my eye on a couple of those. New ROG phone. I wanted to talk to you about that because you are a Android user. Yes. A thin client. Do you remember thin clients?
Oh yeah, for sure.
We have a new thin client. Windows 365 Link, which will stream Windows from the cloud for you as a thin client. A really cool 96-core CPU built by both AMD and NVIDIA in conjunction, which is pretty cool. That's cool. It's not for us consumers, obviously. And Microsoft is rebranding Copilot to Windows Intelligence. So we have a decent amount of things to talk about this week. Also, really cool case mod. And we'll start things off with, if you are on our YouTube channel, We posted a new video of the ASUS ROG Maximus Z890 Hero motherboard. I reviewed this motherboard about 2 weeks ago, finally sat down and did a video on it, going over a lot of the features. And a lot of the features do go under the radar on this. So definitely check out the video. It was a lot of fun to make. And yeah, I'm going to bring it up here. Let's see if I pause it in a good place where I don't look.
Yeah, your eyes aren't half closed or anything. Yeah.
I still look bad there. We'll just put it on.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, let's look at the board. But there check out this video review. It's always a lot of fun to do these. And I have to say, this is one of the best Z890 motherboards you're going to get. And just some of the really cool features. One of my favorites is how they do the graphics card. And I show it in this video where, again, if you pull up on it, you can't release a graphics card. If you pull it one way, you can't release it. But if you pull it sort of like this way, it just comes out. It's so cool.
That is cool.
So there's a lot of cool features on this board. Definitely check out the video. Again, we have it linked in the show notes, and you can just find it on our YouTube page. So a lot of fun doing that video. We have a lot more video content coming up. I'm like so behind on video content. It's crazy. We have a lot of stuff as we come down here towards the end of the year. A lot of stuff going on. So definitely check that out. And I don't know, Ryan, I remember last week you were telling me about this case mod that you saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if this is it, but like when I saw it, I was like, is this the one that Ryan was talking about? Cause I didn't ask you about it when I posted it.
It's not.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So
I need to send it to you.
Yeah. So this build, is called the $3,000 lamp, and it's by, who's this by? This is by MXC Builds. And we featured a few of his builds before. He does a lot of builds that are around like wood and stuff like that. And this, as you can see, this is what it looks like with the outer piece taken off. But this is what it looks like normally. It looks like a really sort of Art Deco style lamp that lights up. And if you look at...
This thing's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, it looks so cool. The woodwork is great. Even the power button is this really cool piece of wood.
Like a wooden rock, almost.
Yeah, you know? The attention to detail and the quality here. And again, all the woodwork is just awesome. And on the inside, you have ProArt graphics card here from ASUS. And then what else is in here? There is a video too, if you want to see it. An R7 770 ProArt RTX 4070, 850 watt power supply from Cooler Master, 32 gigabytes of DDR5, 2 terabyte NVMe in here. And you can see the other side here as well. But like, imagine this sitting on your desk. Like, people don't even think it's a computer, really. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it looks good. I love the kind of like the mesh material that they used on the inside of the, yeah, you can kind of see it there in that lit up.
Yes, right here.
Yeah, it's there, which it looks like they've kind of got it separated out. But the previous image as well kind of shows how it glows there.
Yeah.
Just that like cloth woven look there. Very cool.
It's like I said, it's like a very Art Deco style piece. Mm-hmm. And I just think it looks so cool. And it's not like this crazy water cooled build or anything like that. But for a showpiece or something like that, this is just amazing. Super, super cool. Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And again, with all this mesh, it should cool pretty well too. It's not a crazy powerful system in there with the AMD CPU in there. So, but I mean, you have the cooling fan there. I don't think there's one towards the bottom, but you have the top fan up there. So I think it's pretty cool. And definitely shout out to MXC Builds. And again, we have the video as well. If you want to check out the video, I think it's, like I said, just a really cool piece. That's what I said. I thought it was the one that you were telling me about, nope. But it's not. So, but yeah, definitely check that out. And as I always tell you guys, we have a full section of Case Mod Friday builds. If you want to find that section, if you're on the website, if you're on the desktop version of the website, just go to articles and then Case Mod Friday. And then you can essentially scroll forever because we have so many that you can just look at case mods for all day if you really wanted to. So definitely check out Case Mod Friday section. We have a ton of stuff there. So moving on to news. We talked about Intel's Core Ultra series. Most enthusiasts were kind of not happy.
Right.
We talked about AMD's Ryzen 9000 series. And when it came to the non-X3D parts, I would also say that a lot of enthusiasts were not happy. But yeah. then the X3D parts came out and everybody sold out right away. We talked about it last week, how there were scalpers and everything like that going on. And it's kind of weird to see this shift. So AMD currently has the top sellers on Amazon. They are currently in the top 10 of all CPUs that are being sold on Amazon. AMD takes slots 1 through 10.
Yeah, that's wild. Absolutely wild.
And to see this shift over the past 3 to 4 years with, and again, there has been a lot of mistakes by Intel, you know, especially with 13th and 14th gen and a lot of the issues they had with CPUs burning up. And then Intel's response, as far as it kind of took them a while to respond, and then how they, in some cases, weren't really dealing well with RMAs and a lot of those things, it kind of gave people a really bad taste in their mouth. And then you have the Core Ultra series, which essentially, you know, you have a four-year-old CPU, and in gaming, the performance is essentially the same. So a lot has gone wrong here for Intel. And AMD, the platform, is a little cheaper still as far as motherboards and things like that. And yeah, so like I said, if you look at the best sellers here, 1 through 11 is all AMD, with the 5700X as the number one seller at $130. Then the Ryzen 5 5600X, which is $105. And then the Ryzen 7 7800X3D. That's what you have, right?
5800X.
Oh, you have the 5800X3D. That has to be on this list, right?
No, it's not. And that's what I was just about to bring up. I was like, the funny thing is the 5800X3D is not on there. And I feel like it's because you can't get it anymore.
Probably.
Somebody was looking to upgrade, and I forget who it was. And he was like, yeah, never mind. I just went with the like something else instead.
Well, there's the 5700X3D on here.
Right.
The new 9800X3D is on here. The only Intel part that's number 12 is the Core i5-13600KF. But I think a lot of, too, like the Ryzen 5000 series is still so good. And you're on AM4. So you don't have to buy more expensive DDR5 either. So that platform is so inexpensive. And I mean, I'm running a Ryzen 5000 series chip in system, and I love it, you know, as my main system. So, and so are you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a good platform.
Yeah, absolutely.
This shift is quite interesting. You wouldn't expect it 5 years ago.
No. Yeah. Maybe like AMD gaining.
Or like right? AM, or like it maybe be a split, or maybe be like 60-40 in the top
right, 10. Right. Yeah. 70-30, 60-40, yeah, something like that. Yeah. But not 110%. Right.
Yeah. And then one thing somebody commented on our last podcast was, what do you think AMD is going to do for this the next generation? Because we're at 9800, you know, X, you know, 90, we're at the 9000 series. Are they going to do what Intel did and do the 10,000 series? Or like
maybe they've blown through them so fast because like, yeah.
Because they also skipped, with the APUs are the next thing, so it's like...
Exactly, and that sped things up quite a bit. You also had, you know, Intel started from the hundreds, right? So they've essentially got double the runway in their numbering scheme. So I don't know, maybe we will get like a 10.8K...
Yeah, like the
10.8K 3D,
X3D. The 10900, the 10800... X3D,
maybe
that's what it would be called.
You're getting real close to, it's just a little bit of confusion there, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. As you get higher in the numbers, it does get confusing. So like, well, again, Intel changed to the Core Ultra, right?
Yeah.
So will we see a different moniker when we get to that point, or will it stay the same? That would be the kind of the interesting thing to see, I think.
Right.
So yeah, like I said, it is quite interesting to see. AMD just doing good things, at least for the on the consumer side of things. And I think for what people are building their PCs for, a good amount is gaming. They kind of know, at least they know their market, right? And again, as we talked about last week, they know that, okay, if you're a gamer, we have the X3D part. If you want to do multi-core workloads and encoding and stuff like that, we have our normal chips. So I think it's good that they separated that out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, so
I agree. Well, I remember somebody was looking for the 5800X3D, and they said they couldn't find it anywhere. It was Shinny. He was like reaching out because
he got a 5900X.
Right. Yeah, he wanted to upgrade from his 2700X to something, and he wanted to get the 5800X3D, but then he couldn't find it. And he's like, "Yeah, never mind. I just ended up with the 5900X."
Yeah, and the 5900X is a great part. Yeah, it's a good. I mean, that again, when they went from Ryzen 3000 to Ryzen 5000, it was like you saw a 20 FPS I can't talk. Yeah. I think it's because I just had like some caffeine. I'm all wired up here. You saw like a 20 FPS difference in games just instantly. And again, on the same socket and everything. So really, really cool stuff from AMD. And like I said, pretty much everybody I know who's building a new system, it's AMD. They're not going Intel.
I mean, that's what we recommended to, I know we were on Home Gadget Geeks a couple weeks ago, and he was kind of asking, hey, you know, like if you're building a system now, what would you go with? And we both said AMD. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me being the big motherboard guy, the motherboards are very much on parity too.
Right.
The only real difference is on the Intel side, you're going to see more support for faster memory. Because the memory controller is quite good on the new Core Ultra CPUs. But again, it's not like for most people that won't really make a difference as far as performance in games and things like that. So talking about games, they RTX'd Half-Life 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you have rather just seen Half-Life 3?
Oh, yeah, of course. But...
it was cool. They had a little mini documentary that they put out, which was pretty cool because it was like people who were sort of developing or modding Half-Life 2, and then they kind of brought NVIDIA sort of brought them together to make the RTX version of the game.
It was on the 16th, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, so I would have to say that Half-Life 2 was one of my favorite games at the time when it came out, just because you don't see it anymore because games these days are really focused on multiplayer online, whereas that was like a single player game that you played through and you really enjoyed it. And the character development and how everything was, it's like, at least for me, and again, maybe it's because I was younger, but you felt like you were in that world. Right.
Oh yeah. I mean, I came into that game not having played Half-Life 1, right? Like, but I knew the story. It was like, okay, Morgan Freeman, or not Morgan Freeman, geez. Gordon Freeman.
Yeah.
And yeah, they developed all those characters throughout there. You felt like you were like in a movie or in the game. Yeah, it was really good.
It was one of those things, and there are only a few games that I really felt like that over the years, and I mean, it's definitely one of the best. The mechanics of the game were super cool,
groundbreaking.
And honestly, I would really like to play it in RTX just to see what it looks like too.
Sure, it's pretty good.
But on top of that, NVIDIA is giving away an RTX 4080 Super that is a custom Half-Life 2 one, which looks pretty awesome in this render here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looks quite nice. Now, that contest ends tomorrow. So if you're listening live, get in on this contest. If you are listening to this later, you likely missed it. But like I said, all you have to do is follow NVIDIA GeForce on social media and comment on any of the contest related posts using the hashtag Half-Life 2 RTX. And again, the contest ends tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So get in on it. You know, it's worth a shot. And that's
cool.
Do you think, remember when NVIDIA has done some of these contests and then somebody gets the card and then they eBay it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what was the one where they eBay? There's a couple ones that you saw show up on eBay for like $5,000, $6,000.
Yeah.
Wonder like if this will be the one.
One-off cards.
Yeah. So we'll see if that actually happens, but really cool. And like I said, if you guys do have time, watch this little like mini documentary that they put out. Pretty cool.
I'll have to watch that.
It's not that long. It's, you know, so it's definitely worth checking out if, you know, if you're into that. So sticking on the gaming side of things, Blizzard has remastered Warcraft 1 and 2. I saw somebody else.
Three went, but
I see it looks like a Zynga game. You remember Zynga games?
I didn't play any. I mean, I know of them, but I did not play any.
It's kind of what it looks like, man. It does not look good. Like, I guess I get what they're trying to do.
I don't know the point of this.
To sell more?
I mean, I don't want to play Warcraft 1 or 2 anyways, right? Like,
Warcraft 2 is a great game.
It might be. I don't know. I never played it. I have no interest in playing it. Warcraft 3, I had no interest in playing the remastered version. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Yeah, they just don't look good, in my opinion. I think they look way too cartoony. And just the art style, I'm not a fan of. But they are remastered, so obviously you can run them in, you know, regular... you know, on normal screens now, like you don't have
higher resolutions.
Yeah, higher resolutions and things like that. Yeah.
Warcraft, and I'm sure not paying for them.
Yeah, $10 for right? Warcraft like... 1, $15 for Warcraft 2, and then you can get the battle chest that has 1, 2, and 3 for $40.
Oh man, says Warcraft Remastered looks like they used AI to upscale it.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. I was kind of surprised, to be honest. It just doesn't look good. But
yeah, I don't have any interest in these.
Yeah, me neither. Something I actually might be interested in. I'm really excited to see what this would be, and we are years away from this, but it has been confirmed that Xbox will make a handheld.
Yep.
Phil Spencer, CEO of Microsoft, confirmed that they are actively developing a handheld gaming console. And I think, you know, the portable gaming market has literally exploded. Not only on like, you know, you still have on the like true console side. I mean, the Switch is the mobile console mostly, right?
Yeah.
And then on the like PC side, we have all of the there's so many gaming handhelds available now. That market seemingly blew up and pretty much everybody's making one. So the market has to be there, right? They wouldn't just like make, you know, Zotac wouldn't just make a gaming handheld, you know, or MSI. So
what I don't get is it's still years away. Like what? These other companies have come out with them really fast, and I know they're not Xboxes, but they're gaming PCs, and an Xbox is essentially a gaming PC.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what's the holdup?
I don't know.
Unless you're doing some like back end and software optimization for like this, you know, streaming content to it to enable like, you know, whatever it is, right? But like the hardware piece can't be that hard.
I don't think the hardware pieces. I think that positioning is pretty important. Like if this is a dedicated machine, right? It's not going to stream from your Xbox that's sitting in front of your TV.
Sure.
Okay. So what does that look like as far as games go? Is it just a PC? Like, because Xbox games are made for Xbox, right? So is it going to play the same games that are available on the Xbox, or is it a completely new platform, or how does that work? You know, that's kind of what you have to think about when it comes to this. I'm not really against them taking their time. I would like to see a fully fleshed out mobile gaming device that does all the things, but I also would hate to see a, you know, in a year, something that's based off like the Ryzen Z1 Extreme, which has been out for a very long time, right. You know?
Yeah. And I was just thinking like, they're going to miss the boat on this, but I think back, well, I mean, the Switch has been out for 5+ years and is still going strong, and we're getting more handhelds now. So it, yeah, the hype may still be around for these.
What do you think? Devices. What would you think price-wise?
That's tough because the console is pretty affordable, and to cram all the hardware, if it was like parity wise, like for like you play the same games and everything on a handheld versus a console, it can't be much more, I don't think. I mean, yes, you've got a screen here, right? And a battery. But I don't think people would be willing to pay even the same amount. I don't know, because I doubt you're going to get the same performance, right? Like you've got your Xbox, what, Series X and your Series S.
But those are made to play games in 4K.
Exactly.
The screen's going to be, the screen's going to be 1080, maybe 120 hertz.
Right. And but like the cost of those consoles is already pretty affordable.
Yeah.
So this thing's got to be, you know, $299 or something.
I think it'd be.
That seems impossible.
That seems very impossible. Yeah, well, because I don't think it can be at parity. Whatever the Xbox is when this comes out, it has to be a lower. But I don't know, because if it is Xbox, then you want your Xbox games that you paid for to work on this machine as well. Yeah, to work on this machine as well. So it will be interesting to see. There's a lot of questions when it comes to this. Yeah. But I do think I'm a huge fan of Xbox. I owned Xboxes in the past, and it's always good to see when a big player comes out with a product that they've never made before, right?
Sure.
So, and again, it's not, I really don't think it's something that they would just put out very quickly and just be like, oh yeah, you can stream your Xbox games to this. Like, no, this is going to be a fully fleshed out system. But again, there's just a lot of variables that go into that. But I'm pretty, like I said, I'll be interesting to see what it's based on, who gets that contract, right? Yep. And then on top of that, how is it going to fit into the Xbox ecosystem with their you know, regular consoles? And it'd be cool to see all the mods. People mod this to SteamOS and some other things. So
yeah,
it'd be cool to see. So obviously we are years out from anything real concrete, but it's good to know that it is actively in development. So we will obviously keep you guys updated when we hear more on this, but definitely really cool. Talking about gaming, Amazon, I have an Amazon TV. I have an Omni series Amazon TV, which I've actually been really happy with. And I had a Samsung, and nothing against Samsung, but my Samsung TV literally died in like 14 months, 18 months, maybe. That's pretty bad. Yeah. And there was a known thing, and I went all over Reddit, and it was a known thing with the TV that I had. And I had an Amazon TV, and I really like it for the price. It's good, does what I need. But they have now added mini LED TVs with 144 hertz refresh rate and FreeSync Premium, really targeting gamers. That's kind of why we're featuring this, is that, yeah, they have a semi sort of gaming TV for anybody who's playing games, and Amazon TVs are decently affordable. So, yeah, like I said, I'm kind of all about it. They are $819 for the 55 inch, $1,089 for the 65 inch. $1,499 for the 75-inch and $2,099 for the 85-inch. So again, not crazy expensive for mini LED.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You just have like regular kind of TVs? You have any like?
Yeah, I don't have anything special. I don't have any OLED. Just got a pretty standard 4K. I think we talked about it last weekend. Cheap 4K TV that I got for like 200 bucks at Walmart like 5 years ago.
I always say this, I don't watch enough TV to justify like an OLED or a quantum dot or even like, again, the mini LED here. It looks amazing, but it's for me, I don't watch enough TV.
I can appreciate how good it looks. And like, that's coming from someone that's, you know, goes to CES and sees all the great TVs and how awesome they look. I just don't sit in front of the TV and watch enough content on it to justify spending the money on it. Right.
Yeah. So, but I, like I said, I think these are cool. Good to see more options from the Omni series from Amazon. And like I said, I'm pretty happy with my Omni TV. Watch it like dies tomorrow, but
hope not.
I would hope not. Yeah. Old Man says, when it comes to that Xbox mobile gaming console, will it release in time for GTA 6? Now that would be cool. They could sell them so good if they're like, yes, we will give you GTA 6 with the handheld. Oh, remember when you used to buy a console and you got a game with a console?
Yeah. Or you could choose. Yeah. You'd like go into Best Buy or whatever. And they're like, all right, I'm buying this console and here's the six games you get to choose from to pick. Yeah.
That would be a amazing way to launch that console, would be GTA 6. Yeah, that would be cool. But who knows if that would even happen or anything like that. Moving on to phones, Asus ROG launched the ROG Phone 9 series. These look pretty sleek. I would say Razer and Asus ROG have kind of like the serious mobile gamer phone. Is there any others?
Not that I know of or have paid attention to, no.
Yeah.
I knew someone that had... Man, I don't remember which one they had now.
I think it was the Razer. Or no, it might have been their ROG. I remember you telling me about it.
Yeah. It's again, it goes back to the, I don't play enough games on my phone to justify buying a gaming phone. But they are cool.
Yeah, so these are based on the Snapdragon 8 Elite Mobile Platform mini LED display on a phone. So it's going to look like the screen's going to look amazing. But yeah, I would say just Razer and Asus are like the big ones when it comes to like that mobile gaming. I'm an iPhone person. I don't play any games on my phone. So that doesn't necessarily interest me, but it's still good to see that that there are options for this. If you are that type of mobile gamer or you're just like a gamer in general and you want the sort of gaming phone.
I'm just curious what games people are playing on their phones that would like benefit from this. Like, you know what I mean? Like the games I play, they don't care what you're playing it on.
You can play it on
a potato phone, but like, I mean, I'm sure there's some like AAA type games out there, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't know what they are. I don't pay enough attention to mobile gaming, I guess.
Yeah. Look, they look nice.
Probably, and the fact that it's got programmable LEDs on the back, right?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, it's just really cool.
Yeah. So pretty cool stuff. I love to see this. It's just like, for me, there's no practical use at all.
I don't know. Go check one out at CES. Maybe convert you over.
No, I don't think. That's what we always talk about when it comes to mobile stuff. It's like once you're in that ecosystem for a while, it's so hard to go back over, right? Because I have used Android phones, but like I'm like, oh, I'm in this ecosystem. You know, it's kind of hard to get out of it.
Right. You got an Apple Watch, you got iPad, you got...
Yeah, I have an iPad, I have an Apple Watch, everything syncs. It's just like, again, they get you in that ecosystem. And then again, once they got the phones out and then they have the watches and then you have everything that kind of syncs together, then you're like, well, you know, and then they have all the other things too, like all the air tags and all the, you know, the earbuds now too.
Yeah, AirPods. Yeah,
and those all have trackers in them now too. And all that stuff. So it's, Old Man in the chat says LG 48-inch class B4 series OLED 4K, 120 Hertz TV is $650 at Best Buy right now. Wonder what the big deals are going to be for Black Friday when it comes to TVs. Be interesting to see. I don't need a new TV, but it's always, those are like, it's usually a laptop, a TV, what are the other big tech things that usually, it's usually just like a laptop and a TV are the two biggest things you look for. On
sometimes Black Friday. We see like storage, like SSDs and hard drives.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Or like they will have one CPU SKU that goes on sale for like pretty awesome deal. Well, talking about, we'll move over to Microsoft. We have three stories on Microsoft, actually, surprisingly. Thin client that will stream Windows.
Okay.
So Microsoft announced the Windows 365 Link, which is a $349 mini PC that streams Windows from the cloud. This actually makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, streaming it from the Windows 11 from the cloud.
On a little
targeted like, towards enterprise customers.
Yeah, this little thing right here, this little mini PC. Looks like a NUC almost, you know? No local data storage, you know. Not sure which Intel CPU, 8 gigabytes of RAM. 64 gigabytes of cloud-based storage.
Storage on it, yeah.
I mean,
you got to have quite the pipe, I would think, right? To
yeah, that's the biggest thing is that, like, what if your internet's just, you know, we both have issues with internet and we both have very fast internet and we've had issues. So, like, how does that affect day to day? And again, if you're like an enterprise and you're a business and you have like how many of these you deploy throughout the office.
Right.
So then they all need to be streaming Windows. How to?
I'm sure they've thought of it and figured out a lot of these items. But yeah, yep. No, it's interesting. $350 is a nice price point.
Yeah. I mean, Old Man in the chat says many pointed out you can buy a real PC on Amazon for $350, like a little mini PC. And then Mark Live, who's in Thailand right now, he says that you can get an M1 for another $150 or more. Like, yeah, isn't like an old Mac Mini pretty cheap too? Like on the Mac side?
And you know, yeah, probably pretty
performant. But yeah, this is interesting. Like you said, I think you need pretty decent internet and how, you know, like I'm just thinking of like tech support things, because if it's all cloud based, how does that work? And you know,
like loading software on, I mean, I guess it probably acts just like any other machine, but does it, like,
yeah,
what's that machine's IP address? Does it, like, is it on your network network?
Do you want all of your company data on the cloud,
right?
You know,
well, if you set it up properly, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So pretty interesting. This will come out. When does it say this comes out? April 2025.
Yep.
And it's fanless, so no fans in here. Very lightweight machine. I think they'll sell a bunch. I think it just makes sense for a lot of people.
I'm sure.
So yeah, pretty interesting on the Microsoft side. Also, Microsoft is your, how do you say that?
Azure.
Right? Azure. That is their, what is that? That is their...
like a whole suite of like cloud.
Yeah, a whole suite of cloud things. And AMD and NVIDIA built a CPU specifically for that to run in data centers and things like that. And why can't NVIDIA and AMD work on a CPU for us normies, you know? So it's a 96 core CPU built for Microsoft Azure, and it's the 9v64H. And it uses NVIDIA's Infinity Band technology. Again, only available obviously for these cloud servers. Pretty cool though. 7 terabytes of memory bandwidth.
Good Lord.
That's yep. thing. Pretty cool that they work together on this. You know, you think of AMD and NVIDIA as like these big competitors.
The storage numbers were like 30 and 50 gigs a second.
Yeah.
I think it said down in the storage section a little further down.
Yeah. Yeah, 50 gigabytes a second.
Jeez.
14 terabyte local NVMe SSD offering exceptional read and write speeds of 50 gigabytes a second and 30 gigabytes a second, respectively. Ooh. Also, this features HBM3 memory as well. So lots of really cool stuff on this. Obviously, this is an enterprise level product, but it's still cool to see AMD and NVIDIA working together using some AMD tech and some NVIDIA tech and coming out with a product that obviously fits the needs of Microsoft for this specific thing. And I don't think we'll ever see a collaborative effort between AMD and NVIDIA on a, maybe we'll, consumer, I don't know. Piece. What was the consumer part from Intel? Who did they work with? Was it NVIDIA or was it AMD?
A what?
It was like a, it was, what was it? I think it was like, I know it was Intel. Intel and AMD chip. Maybe.
Yep. No, I remember this. No.
No. It's AI.
I feel like.
Maybe it was NVIDIA. I forget, but it was like a couple years ago. No.
It sounds familiar, but I don't remember any specs.
Yeah, because it was like a chiplet design, and it was, yeah. Anyways, I don't think we'll see a real consumer product as a collaborative effort from any of those. And people are saying, and as I just, on the AI here on Google, when I typed in Intel and NVIDIA, that people are saying that NVIDIA will enter the CPU market next year.
That'll lead to some crazy shenanigans.
And then people were saying, it's so funny on Reddit, somebody posted a picture that was like, we're finally going to get RGB. Like, you know, because you have red for AMD, green for NVIDIA.
And blue and for Intel.
Yeah. So. But yeah, that's that rumor has been swirling for the past couple weeks that NVIDIA could enter the CPU market as well. NVIDIA's doing a lot of stuff going on, obviously everything with AI. So we'll see how that kind of comes along. Dark Stallion in the chat, he says, I'm building my first PC and want two monitors, but I heard you can't use two HDMI in the GPU. Recommendations are needed. Thanks. So most NVIDIA and AMD GPUs will have three display ports and one HDMI. So if you wanted multiple monitors, either they would have to be, most monitors you'll find will have at least one display port and most of the time one HDMI. So you should be good to mix and match. Or if you just want to do two display ports, you can do that on both the AMD and the NVIDIA side of things. I'm sure Intel's the same way. I don't even know. But yeah, so most monitors these days will have both HDMI and display ports, and your graphics card has both of those connections. So you'll be good to run multiple monitors that way if that's what you were planning on doing. But like I said, anybody in the chat, if you have tech questions, Ryan and I are not actual experts, but we will try to answer your questions. You never want to be the computer expert. You know, you like for years, you're the family computer guy. So anytime there's a problem,
I know,
you get a call and you're like, I gotta walk through this. So
Did some of that just recently.
Yeah, exactly. In the holidays, that's when it happens.
Everybody's together.
I've been having this issue with my computer. Can you like take a look at it? And all you want to do is eat food and relax. So
And you can't tell them it's because it's 15 years old. Or
yeah, they're like, what do you mean? Like, I paid like, you know, $2,000 for this in 02. Like, why isn't it working?
I'm surprised it worked this long.
Yeah, so funny. Old man in the chat says, my Gigabyte 3080 has two HDMI, handy if you want to connect to 4K. Yeah.
Two mini HDMI or something on them.
Yeah. So depending on certain aftermarket graphics cards will have different connectors too. It just depends again on the brand and the level of graphics card that you're getting, but the sort of, what do you call that? The, stock,
reference.
Yeah, the reference card, and that's what all the cards are based off the reference for the most part. It's three display port, one HDMI. What was that card, that NVIDIA card that had all mini display ports on the back? There was some card, I forget what that one was. I think it was like a like an enterprise card, but it had all mini display ports on the back. It's pretty cool. Anyways, Microsoft Copilot, which I don't think was a bad name.
No, I think it's fine. It makes sense. Like, it makes sense, the name, right? It's your Copilot. They're there to help you, assist you.
Well, they are going to rebrand to Windows Intelligence. Sort of essentially copying Apple for Apple Intelligence. I mean, it makes sense. You can put everything under that moniker. It is a better name than Copilot, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's fine.
Yeah. I don't see. I honestly thought Copilot was fine. And like, again, there was like a whole round of laptops that came out that have a dedicated Copilot button.
Well, now it's a Windows Intelligence button.
Yeah, but it's just like,
yeah.
Wonder what the meeting was for this. Like, what's the meeting look like for this when they're like, somebody's like, oh, we have to change the name.
It's kind of like in that paragraph there, the shift from Copilot to Windows Intelligence. Like, it talks about wanting to have more broader integration with the operating system itself, whereas Copilot was kind of like this assistant. And so I'm guessing like some people wanted to say, all right, Copilot is that assistant, and then we're going to have Windows Intelligence or something for all the AI that is happening everywhere else. And then that becomes a confusion, frustration point. So nope, we're going to bring it all together and we're going to call it this instead. So
dude, in like 10 years, those laptops with the Copilot button, be worth some money, I think.
That's right. What do you mean you had to have a Copilot button? It just knows when I want to use its function.
Yeah. That'd be funny to see. Press a button. Yeah. But yeah, that's the Microsoft news, and that rounds out our news for the week. Coming next week, we have three reviews. I will be taking a look at the ASRock X870E Tai Chi motherboard. So this is their flagship motherboard, and it is quite nice. I had some issues with it, but I've gotten those resolved today, actually. So I'll be having that review for you guys. That also includes my BIOS video that I always do with motherboards. So definitely stay tuned for that. Also taking a look at the Scythe Mugen 6 dual fan. I was supposed to take a look at this like a month ago, but there was a part missing. So now I have that part, and we will do in the installation of this. So definitely stay tuned for that. And then Ryan is taking a look at some wireless mics, which I think, like, if you're doing any type of content creation, wireless mics are like, it's definitely.
They're affordable now. And like easy to use, right? They just pair up right away. You know, they come with cabling that you need for hooking up to just about everything. So they're so much more convenient than they used to be and affordable. And I think that's like the main like feature of these is
so these are the Fifine M9 dual wireless. So you get two mics in the receiver there. Stay tuned for that next week. From Ryan, Dark Stallion in the chat, he goes, I'm going to be running with an Intel i9-14900K. How many monitor hertz do I need to keep a balanced gaming experience? I think the biggest thing is what graphics card are you going to use, not your CPU. So not the Intel i9-14900K. You know, are you using an AMD graphics card, NVIDIA graphics card, and then which specific graphics card are you using? And then that would give us an idea of like, if you're running two, you know, 144 hertz displays, like what kind of performance you would kind of get out of that. So,
and those displays, make sure they have like some sort of adaptive refresh technology, right? Where it's either NVIDIA's solution. I'm blanking on what it's called now. G-Sync, thank you. Or AMD's like FreeSync technology. And that will allow it to adjust based on what your GPU is able to output at that time. And it makes it a smoother experience in those times when frame rates may go down, your refresh rate's going to go down to match that as well.
He said, gigabyte 4080, that's a solid. So I think you could run two 144 hertz displays, I think. Yeah. On that.
And then it depends on what games you're playing, right? Like how stressful they are. Are you gaming on both of those monitors at the same time across them or just a single one? What sort of presets you want? You know, you want extreme or you want to run it on high?
And if you are running games with RTX? Are you doing that? But I
DLSS,
think
DLSS, yeah.
And again, it also depends on the resolution of those monitors as well. So, you know, are you running 1440p? Are you running 1080p? I would say 1440p, 144 hertz, two monitors is great. If you wanted to move up to 240, you could, but I wouldn't recommend running both monitors gaming. Like, you know, you're gaming on two monitors at the same time. I wouldn't necessarily recommend that per se. But there's tons of optimizations. You have what's the NVIDIA upscaling called? DLSS.
Right.
So you have DLSS available to do some upscaling too if you want to get more frames out of it. One for gaming and one for apps. So if you wanted to stick to the same monitor, you could do two 240 hertz monitors. You could also do two 165 hertz monitors. 1440p would be great for that card. And then again, you know, you're playing games on one and the apps on the other. I don't necessarily recommend 4K gaming to anyone. Just in general, it's even on a 4090, it's still like a not the best experience, and you have heat issues, especially if you're running that 14900K. So I think 165, you can find some 185 hertz monitors as well, some Asus ones, and there's a decent amount of monitors out there within, you know, between probably like 144 to 180 hertz that are going to be good at 1440p. I think that would be the way to go when it comes to that. So any other tech stuff you want to talk about, Ryan?
Not this week, I don't think. No.
I'm trying to think if
I didn't. Did I get that charger last week?
That yes.
Anchor? It was already in? I already had it? Right.
You talked about it. You didn't have
it. Okay. Yeah, it showed up. I haven't even unboxed it yet. But I did open up one of the cables and like, oh man, they were super flexible and really nice.
Yeah. It's so funny when you buy like the super cheap cables on, you know, like on Amazon or whatever, and then you get like some really nice ones, you're like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I got some other cables later this week from a company, and they're like a woven outer, and I was just like, these are not these Anchor cables, but I mean, they're still fine. But yes, like you said, you can tell the difference between the two for sure.
And that's why they're a little bit more expensive, but they would last you probably longer. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I was trying to think. I've been having USB issues.
I see a. Did you get a Game Boy, or is that an old one there?
This is a little NES emulator.
Okay.
And it was $15.
What?
Yeah. So it plays like NES games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not great, and it's like this weighs like nothing.
It looks like it doesn't weigh anything.
It's super plasticky, but it was $15.
Right.
So it's a little fun little thing. I played some Mario 3 last night on it. I mean, it works. Just a little fun little
all you can ask for
gadget. Yeah.
Old man. Pixel 8A. That's what son's got.
Oh, nice.
That's what I got my son. It's a good phone. Yeah.
I mean, Ryan always needs a good phone, so
I have the 8 Pro.
Okay. Is that the new one as well?
No, the 9 is out now.
Okay. Gotcha. I don't follow I don't follow any of that stuff like I used to when it comes to phones. But that will bring us to our question of the week. If we're not going to talk about tech, since we won't have a podcast next week, we're going to run through holidays, Black Friday. This is a non-tech question. Is what are you excited for food over the holidays? If so, what food? Like, what are you looking forward to?
I love like some good mashed potatoes that are like homemade, you know?
Yeah.
There have been times where I just keep going back for more potatoes. So I love mashed potatoes. Like, I like turkey. Sometimes we've done it at Thanksgiving, but more like at Christmas time, we'll do like gourmet baked potato bar. where you like, we bake all these potatoes in the oven and then you just have like all sorts of amazing toppings to go
that's
on.
That's a pretty, that's like a good idea for a party. It's like actually.
Yeah, it's a good Friendsgiving one, or like,
yeah.
When, yeah, I don't know. Those are my favorites. And then like some dessert, I'm not a big sweets person. You'll say I am, but I'm not.
Rhinos.
No, I'm not. So yeah, like cherry pie, I love it at Thanksgiving time or Christmas.
Yeah.
What about you? Yours has to be meat. Yours has to be all meat now.
Well, that's the thing is that, so the reason we're not having a podcast is that I'm going up to the Bay Area for Thanksgiving with my girlfriend, and I'm meeting her family for the first time, which is
okay. Yeah.
But she's Vietnamese, so it's going to be like Vietnamese food, and it's kind of like, You have to.
You gotta eat it.
Yeah, you can't, like, you know, when you meet the family, you can't be like, oh, I don't want that, I don't want that, you know. So, I will be slightly breaking my diet a little bit.
It's all right.
If you guys don't know, I'm on the carnivore diet, down 40 pounds, so I feel great. But yeah, so it will be interesting to see how that is. Not like a non, I guess, you know, traditional
thing. You're gonna get some good food there, though.
I assume so. Jose in the chat says, do you guys think Intel will dominate again when their new CPU comes out? Well, their new CPU just came out, and a lot of people weren't happy. I think Intel is doing a lot to restructure and, you know, I don't think they're like a, you know, we saw all the stories about, oh, Qualcomm could buy them. Who was the other one? Who was thought about buying Intel, that we, there was like a rumor, but anyways, yeah, I think Intel can definitely bounce back. They just have to kind of do the right things.
I don't know that dominate like is the right term, at least in the next generation or two. Like,
yeah.
AMD has gained so much foothold, and like the story we talked about earlier in the night, right? Intel had the top 11 out of the top 12 CPUs at Amazon.
And I think too, you have to think about, this is all perception, because the consumer CPU market is such a small little piece of both companies' overall business, right?
Yeah.
Now, the perception, obviously, especially in the enthusiast space, the space that we're in, is that, yeah, AMD is currently dominating the market. But you also have to say too, is like, that's such a small piece of their overall, you know, business and what they're doing.
You start looking at a Dell or an HP or a Lenovo, and you're going to be working a lot harder to get a system with an AMD processor in it.
Well, that too. And you have to talk about volume, like this AMD sales, that's all people who are building their own PC. You know, like you said, all of the pre-built systems, like especially when it comes to the bigger names, the HPs, the Dells, like they're, you know, the volume that Intel does is probably still so much higher than what AMD does. It's just obviously the consumer sales on like we saw on Mindfactory in Germany, like we were seeing on Amazon. But I think Intel's going to be there. Yeah, I don't think they're going anywhere. I couldn't imagine them shutting down their consumer PC segment or market, you know. And then Dark Stallion chat, he said with his system, the 14900K and the, what was it, the 4080 Super, or was it just 4080?
It was 4080.
4080, yeah. 850 watt power supply. I always say, that I think an 850 watt power supply would be okay, but I always say just go, like, if you, the power supply is something that will last multiple builds, right, typically, and I always say just go a little bit higher than what you may want, like way want. So instead of, like he said, he was going to get a 1200 watt Corsair, I would get a 1000 watt it's Corsair. If you're looking at Corsair, you get a 1000 watt Corsair. That would be solid, and that would last you multiple builds. I have a 1000 watt in my system, and that's just going to last me multiple builds. I had a 1000 watt Corsair that lasted maybe three builds, because the power supply, you know, lasts a very long time if it's well made. So I would probably go 1,000 watt. Just, you know, you don't know what you're adding. If you're adding AIOs and other things that have, you know, components that do use more power, that's what I would go with, just to be safe. You'd rather be safe than sorry. And especially when it comes to RTX connectors and power surges and things like that. Not that say that, that that's very common, but you would just rather be protected than not. So, also tomorrow, I forgot to mention, I see this chair over here that I strategically put behind me. If you go on the website tomorrow, you'll be able to win this chair from Fractal Design, as well as another product. So that contest is launching tomorrow. And it coincides when all of their products go on sale for Black Friday, but it's Black Friday tomorrow week.
Yeah.
So definitely stay tuned for that. We will be, if you're subscribed to our email newsletter, the email will go out tomorrow and they'll have the links, but just like all of our contests, super easy to enter. But I want to tell you guys, because again, we're not going to have a podcast next week. So just to remind you, get your entry in. It is North America only. So that's US and Canada. So if you're in US and Canada, you can win this chair. Not this one. They'll send you a brand new one. And you get to pick which one you want. So if you don't want the light one, you can pick the dark one. And then they'll be also giving away a case. And you get to pick the style of case you want as well. So, So definitely stay tuned for that next week. It's gaming time. Wednesdays, mean games. We're going to play some Apex Legends. And yep. Ryan runs that stream. Ryan is the stream master when it comes to gaming. So that's going to be over on Twitch. So if you want to continue to hang out with us, if you want to continue to talk tech, you can ask us questions in the Twitch stream. I always look at the chat. Ryan's always gaming. I feel like when I'm running the stream, I don't look at the chat. But when we're running the gaming stream, I do look at the chat. So it's kind of reversed here. So definitely head on over there. We will have that stream up. And then old man in the chat, this is also very true. Make sure the power supply is compatible with the 4080. Right. You essentially just want to get a newer ATX 3.1 power supply that has the direct 12VH PWR power connector. So you don't have to use the adapter, because your 4080 will come with that adapter. But you want a straight connection that eliminates any weird things that happen with those adapters. That's the kind of thing. But like I said, guys, we will be over on Twitch, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Thanks everybody thanks to everybody who is in the live chat, Dark Stallion, Old Man, Mark Live, Jose, and everybody else. And of course, everybody else that listens later. And we will see you guys in 2 weeks.